This episode was created by an Apollo Plus creator. Apollo Plus is a subscription that lets you listen to your favorite audio fiction series with no ad interruptions while supporting your favorite fiction creators. Shows on Apollo Plus have no ads, grant early access to new content, offer exclusive episodes, and behind-the-scenes clips, season supercuts, and more. And the collection of shows is always growing. 70% of the revenue goes to the creators you love and helps them make their next audio adventure possible. You can support dozens of creators with just one subscription. So join Apollo Plus today by downloading the Apollo Podcast app for iOS and Android, or by visiting apollopods.com. Now, enjoy the episode, and I'll see you on Apollo Plus.
Dana, is that you? Say something. If you're someone calling from the future, make a futuristic noise.
No? How dare you, young man? Who do you think you're speaking to?
Oh, right. Sorry.
Calling from the future? What kind of nonsense is that?
Right, yeah. What do you want?
How dare you speak to me that way?
Fine, sorry. I thought you were somebody else.
You're right, that was fun.
Right? Doesn't he get all freaked out really easily?
Yeah. Dana? Is that you?
Yeah, it's me. I was just messing with you.
I thought I'd lost you. And who's that you're speaking to?
It's me, dude. You don't recognize my voice?
Callum? Is that you?
Yeah, it's me. Long time no see.
Holy shit!
Yeah!
I thought I'd never hear from you again.
Me too.
I tried to get back in touch.
Same. I didn't know how.
How have you been?
I've been great.
What year are you in now?
2003.
Oh, ace. You've just had Spider-Man come out, right?
Yeah, but I don't think those superhero movies are going to take off though, man.
Attack of the Clones?
Ah, total balls.
Thoughts on Busted?
Amazing. I thought of you when I heard Year 3000.
Avril Lavigne.
Just got her album, all set to listen to. Somebody sent me it via the Bluetooth.
Just use LimeWire, dude. It's all free. You played Halo yet?
Yeah, you didn't tell me Xbox was going to be a thing. Came out of nowhere.
What phone are you rocking right now? Ah, wait, let me guess. Nokia 3310.
How did you know?
Because it's elite. Have you played Snake?
Only reason I bought it.
Wait until you play Snake 2, you can go through walls.
No way.
What else is going on with you, man? Did you move into a new place?
Yeah, I moved in with my fiancé.
Your fiancé?
Yeah, remember my friend I told you about? Invited me to a breakdancing class all those years ago? Well, we're getting married now.
That's so cool. I'm proud of you, man. Wait, if you moved place, are you near where you used to live?
No, but I'm there right now, at Lagsley House.
How?
Well, they rebuilt the new building, on the same site, office buildings, but there's an internet cafe down at the bottom.
Oh, wow, that is definitely not there now.
I'm only using it because my house is getting rewired at the minute. We're getting a new broadband installed. But yeah, that's when I bumped into your future lady.
Dana, wait, where is she?
Hello?
Jesus, you're just sitting there listening in on us.
And busy taking readings. This is fascinating. I've never seen figures like this. Keep talking, please.
What about you, dude? Have you been since I last spoke to you?
Oh, you know, I've done a bunch of things. I did all that travelling that you said I should go and do.
Excellent! Yes! Where did you go?
All over the place, man. I seen kangaroos in Australia, climbed a mountain in Bali, I worked on this farm in the Philippines.
Oh, you worked on a farm? Did you lasso any horses?
There were no horses.
What? Pigs, then?
No pigs.
Cows?
No, there were no animals on the farm.
How is a farm without any animals?
It was a rice farm.
Oh, so you just watched rice grow? It sounds like a boring farm. But what are the rest of it, though? What about seeing the kangaroos, the mountains, the beaches? Was it good?
Yeah. You were right. It was great getting out there, meeting new people, doing something different with my life. I was going to stay and all, but I ran out of money. I came home and was lucky enough to get my old job back, so I'm in Laxley right now. That's how we're both speaking again.
Oh, are you being serious?
Yeah, Dana's in the exact same place as us too, only in the future, the far future.
No, you went back to your old job?
Yeah, I needed the money. I literally spent all of it.
That's a bit crap.
What?
I don't know, it's kind of like you're right back to square one again.
What's wrong with having a job?
What happened to getting out there, making new experiences?
You can't keep up forever. It's like a gap year. You know, you go out, have fun, then you come back.
Coming back to a job you clearly weren't happy in.
Lots of people don't like their jobs.
Did you make any friends when you're in those other countries?
Yeah, I met some people.
Well, have you kept in touch with any of them? In fact, like, who do you speak to nowadays?
Well, you left, didn't you? I couldn't speak to you anymore.
I didn't leave. A cosmic entity cut us off.
Still, who am I meant to speak to after that? After what you and I both went through together?
Well,
This is getting slightly awkward.
Dana, help me out. Do you think Lewis should have gone back to his old job?
Oh, no, I don't want to get involved in your little tiff you've got going on.
It's not a tiff. And don't try to get her on your side.
Why didn't you just try to find Callum in your time, Lewis? The older Callum.
He did. He met me. I was the janitor in the building.
There you go. You could have kept speaking to him.
Nah, he told me he was sick. Like, dying sick. Oh. He didn't even tell me it was him. I had to figure out for myself.
Why didn't you tell him, Callum?
Probably because this scaredy cat kept saying we couldn't change anything in our timelines. We'd break reality if we stepped on a bug or anything.
So you died, Callum, the older you in Lewis's time?
That's what was implied. But I'm here now, aren't I? We can speak to each other a second time.
Not for long. Dana's going to cut us off again by closing the thing in the basement.
Oh, so the donut's back open again?
No, she doesn't like it when we call it that.
Oh, sorry, the wormhole.
No, not that either.
It's fine. For all intents and purposes, we'll call the anomaly a wormhole from now on. And this is perfect. One of you might actually not have been enough, but now that I have the both of you, we'll all be able to try to close this thing together.
So let me get this straight. You made a wormhole in 2052.
I did.
And you can't turn it off?
I cannot.
And we're all able to speak to each other if we happen to be near the wormhole, which is all stuck in our basements.
Correct. Well, mine's not a basement. Wait, are you the one who carved the numbers in the wall by any chance? You know, in your basement?
What are you on about?
There's numbers in Dana's laboratory, which used to be our basements. They're carved into the wall.
Maybe it was builders.
That's what I said.
And I said builders don't carve numbers onto the wall because they use a pen.
Well, I never carved anything.
Did you see the numbers, though?
Don't think so. I mean, it was really dark down there.
Both of you are extremely helpful.
Thank you. So we don't close down these wormholes. It's boom time for Glasgow in your time, Dana, and possibly our times too, kind of like it did to my building in 1999.
It appears so, yes.
And you need me and Lewis's help to close it off. For good this time.
And that's the plan.
Well, we've done it before. We can do it again. Right, Lewis?
Doesn't matter. I'm just going to go back to my boring life anyway.
Hey, come on, man. That's not what I said. Look, I'm sorry, okay?
Sure, whatever.
You two are going to be able to work together, right?
Of course we are. Maybe you can just give us some time, Dana, to sit and chat, maybe. Shit. I'm running out of minutes here. Is there another way we can keep in touch? Just in case? Do you guys still use MSN Messenger in the future?
I have no idea what that is.
MSN Messenger is so old, mate. Nobody uses it anymore.
You can still download it, though. Could you add me? My username is ...
Shut up, man. I'm not going to sit here and type out that name.
Oh, come on, man. Do you have the Hotmail?
Stop it.
Are you laughing?
No. Well, yes, I am. It's because you're being an idiot.
Come on, man. I'll even let you nudge me in MSN.
We don't need this MSN Messenger you speak of. I'm getting to grips with locking onto your signals now. I should be able to keep us connected. Oh, by the way, side note, wait until you both play Snake VR.
Oh, a new VR would be a thing in the future. How does it work?
Your viewpoint is from the snake. Grabbing the food on the ground is so much fun. I played it all the time when I was a kid.
VR is rubbish.
Well, yeah, you're playing it in 2023. That's like playing a relic, like PlayStation 1. Wait until you get to PlayStation Gamma.
You play video games?
Of course I do. Why?
It's just you're this super serious science nerd.
She's not. She's a party animal. I'm pretty sure she could drink us both under the table.
And I know way more about all the stuff you've been chatting about. Like Spider-Man, I know that Callum is on Tobey Maguire, Lewis is on Tom Holland, and I'm on Tom and Zendaya's daughter.
Oh, cool.
Uh-huh.
He has a daughter?
Spider-Woman?
Yeah, you guys don't read the comics?
You are a nerd.
Super nerd. More than us, definitely.
And how can you both like busted? My dad listens to them. They are so lame. You're so lame.
They're great.
Whoa, watch it. Oh, dude, wait until McFly come out.
They're even worse.
And then they team up and become Mick Busted.
Ace, do bands team up all the time in the future?
Right, enough. We need to focus now.
You brought him up.
I'm not letting this conversation continue, okay? You've got Counting Crows right there and you're listening to Busted.
Who's counting the crows? Is it something to do with the wormhole? So how many crows do we need to count for the wormhole?
Oh my god.
Frustrating, isn't it? This is what I had to deal with the first time.
It doesn't matter. We need to stop getting distracted and focus on the EMPs.
EM what?
Oh, electromagnetic pulse. That's how we're going to kill the nanobots.
There are robots? Nobody mentioned robots. Have they taken over? Oh my god, is it Skynet?
I can explain all this to you later. The important thing now is, can you both get to a DIY store?
Yeah, I can get to McLaughlin's just up the road.
That's a good shout. McLaughlin's is still open in my time.
Crap, I've run out of minutes. It's kicking me off. How will I know when to...
Shit, he's gone.
He'll be back. I should be able to find him again. Are you okay?
Yeah, why wouldn't I be?
You sounded like that conversation bummed you out a bit.
Did I? No, really, it's nothing. What do you need me to get from the DIY store?
What if I said I could keep this connection open? Forever.
Well, it would be bad, wouldn't it? The earthquakes, we have to close it.
And what if I figured out a way to open it again? Without it being harmful? Would you want that?
I don't know.
Maybe think about it. Before you lose me. And Callum. Forever.
The Dial Up was written by Philip Catherwood. Performed by David Hepburn, Amy Alexander, and Craig McDonald Kelly. Sound engineering is by Ivano Scafati and Matteo Mola. Special thanks to Brogan Wakely and Charlie Heyer for their continued time and effort. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Dial Up Pod for exclusive behind-the-scenes content and information about future episodes.